Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit, coming to you. We trust God is doing you good. And as we promised you earlier on, we said at the top of the hour, we will be touching base with Dr. Mabel Baloyi. She's on the line. Dr. Mabel, greetings to you.
My dearest pastor, greetings to you and greetings to the listeners. Thanks for having me.
Are you well tonight?
I am very much well, my pastor.
And no complaint, Mosakir.
No, complain.
Yeah.
We speak into the atmosphere what we want to see happening.
Yeah, very good. I don't know if it's over the but I want to go about Dasey. Dasey.
Dasey.
Hey, yeah. No,
yeah.
And tonight we are talking about the negative power of a toxic person.
Yeah.
Toxic, unobona fella poison, man.
My God.
You know, when they say something is toxic, they actually even say, do not consume.
Exactly.
This is poison. And it will show you a sign of death.
Yeah.
Waibona.
Yeah.
Even when toxic materials are being transported, that car would be marked. That should this thing spill, steer off from this car.
Mm.
It has some toxic elements in it.
Right.
In other words, what is happening in that car is not as good as might seem. It can be disastrous. It can lead to death. It can lead to decay.
Right.
Now, we have people in ministries that are like that. Mm. You basically say, this year, let us rein in our purpose. This person goes on to say, no, let us not support this thinking to high. Now we stick to ntweling ya kereke. Yeah, no. Even if arubata financing ya khora push into ari push narenya gata kereke. You know, they fail to realize that this is actually the unfolding of a ministry. This is how God unfolds the vision, and this is how it should happen. This is how it should go about. They don't look into that. They just leave it there. They don't care. Toxic people are people who always, in isiZulu, not in Zulu, in isiZulu, they are called amapikipiki. Now, such a person is able to find the wrong thing in every good thing. You're wearing that beautiful two-piece suit that you have been wearing, and they look into that suit and they say, wow, I wish it was red. That color doesn't do justice to him.
Yeah.
Toxic people are people who basically, every time when they talk, somebody's soul must just be contaminated. Dr. Mabel.
Dr. Ray, that is so true. Yeah? Toxic people, they can be very, very much toxic. I like the way you put it. Or you know what? Don't consume. There is danger here.
Yeah.
With that cross, the red one that that says danger, don't touch. You know, that's how toxic people are, and they really are carrying those toxins that are very much destructive.
Yeah.
They can actually, you know, destroy your mental health. They pull you down. You know, you know that you have a toxic person around you. Every time you encounter some kind of, you know, exhaustion and you become emotionally drained, you know you are surrounded or you have that negative person or you have a relationship with that negative person. You know, their toxins are very, very much strong. You know, they're very, very much strong because, like you say, they are able to say, you know what, she could look better in a red suit, not in that goldish, brownish suit. It doesn't suit her skin color, you know, and they always like to make sure that they are the ones that know better than others. So toxic people are very much abusive. They are very much unsupportive. They are unhealthy emotional themselves. And, you know, energies can transfer. When I'm sitting around with you in the room and you are a toxic person, that toxic energy comes to me, it goes to the next person and the other person. You find that we are in a room and we're already talking the language of a toxic person because she has or he has transferred that energy to us, you know. They basically have got this thing of bringing people down and, you know, more than making you feel motivated and inspired and up, they always make sure that you feel down. They can talk over you. They know how to steal your thunder. You know, whilst you're still talking and you think that I have a point here, they come in and say, you know, you're not making any sense. Your point is not the right point, comrade.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then they take the thunder back to themselves. You know, they just they want attention, so they will make sure that they turn that attention from you and they bring it to them. Toxic people don't consume.
Don't consume.
Danger.
It's poisonous. Yeah. Why is it not looking back at the danger? Go at
yes.
Yeah, the content quality, the main switching and
yes.
Yeah, the way to danger, kefar, ingozi. In other words, therefore, toxic people are just like that. You touch them, you get a shock.
You
stay around them, you get the flare of a shock.
Mm.
You walk with them, you feel the shock.
Right.
Better steer off, stay away. These are people who basically would do everything by all means to poison all forms of atmospheres. It can be even simple talks that you would be having, you know, after a church service or in a meeting or in a conference. They would make sure that they bring about points that would make people to start fighting like cats. Yes. These are toxic people. These are people to steer off from. And these are people who are so many amongst us these days. So, when we come back, let's look at examples of toxicity amongst us.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Become active. Active in faith. 657 AM. It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Welcome back, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. We trust God is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. I'm talking to Dr. Mabel Baloyi, and we are actually touching on this very aspect of toxic people, the negative power they exude upon us. Moments of toxicity. Hey, we spoke about these in passing. But it is basically when someone always counterfeits or competes against you. Should you put something there? They compete against it or they counterfeit it. And secondly, it is a person who always has an alternative to what you say. That person is very toxic. Not that what they are saying is wiser than yours. But basically that this person wants to sway everybody away from you to himself. Mm-hmm. Number three, toxic people are people who harbor all kinds of hatred against a person and they do not know how to actually deal with that. And so the best way to deal with this is to indirectly vent at you by destroying everything around them that reminds you of you, even if it is friends, even if it is sayings in the church or undertakings in meetings, even if it is books you write. They would basically undertake to destroy those kinds of things. Those are toxic people. Toxic people do not see anything good. They spread malice. They spread gossip. They spread hearsay. They spread slander. They spread rumor. Toxic people basically have nothing correct to say. Everything they say leads to error, and it is deliberated that they say it the way they do. They basically deliberate to bring error on the light of the people they project their toxicity to. And if it is in a group setting or in a church setting, they would make sure that they infect as many people as they can with their toxicity so that they break off or they stay off or they form their own cluster or they make their own voices to be heard. We see these things really happening, isn't it, Dr. Mabel?
Oh, Pastor Ray, you just said a mouthful. I'm really smiling and laughing here that, you know what, you have just outlined how these people, how we can actually see them and how we can identify them. Indeed, they are those kind of people that spread toxins all over the place.
Mm.
They have excuses for everything. You know, when they're supposed to account for what they have done, they have a lot of excuses. Have you ever come across these people? It is never their fault. Never, ever, ever.
Mm.
They will not take accountability at all for anything that they have done. It will always be somebody else's mistake. They have done what they've done because somebody did something to them. You know, so these people, we meet them, we are always with them in our workplaces, in our churches, in our families. We have such people that they cannot take accountability at all. And they are pathological liars.
Hey, yeah.
They are pathological liars.
Mm.
My pastor, they can break something over a little late. So I too went to Nto. I didn't do it.
Mm.
That's how toxic people are. They are very, very much notorious for shifting blame and lying on the spot. Even after they have just done it, they will say, it's not me. I've not done it. I even remember somebody who was caught with a lady. And this person was completely denying that he was caught with a lady. When 10 people are surrounding them and asking them, what are you doing?
Eish.
You know, toxic people are very much pathological liars. They never, ever accept that they have done something wrong. They excel in shifting blame, and they know how to make thousands upon thousands of excuses and justify why they did what they did. They also have ego issues, toxic people. They have ego issues. They just think that, you know, the whole world belongs to themselves and they are high in the pedestal above everyone else. Nobody is better than them. They are better than everybody else. And like you said, they will always change what you have said and make it, look like it's the ones, they are the ones that have wisdom.
Mm.
You know, they always try to, they want attention. Toxic people, they want attention 24/7. It must always be directed to them. If it can be directed to somebody else, they don't want it. Mm. And we see them, Pastor Ray. We see them even on social media. We can see some of the things that people who are toxic do. You mentioned the competition and, counterfeiting what the other person is doing. You can always identify and see if a person is really trying to compete with other people. And most of them, they are copycats. They are copycats. They will love to do what you're doing, and without even recognizing you. I love people who will recognize you for the fact that you are making a difference in their lives, or you are inspiring them. You know, when somebody inspires you, the best way is to come closer to this person so that you can learn their tricks, so that you can learn how they do things. Mm. But if you stay far away from them and you try to compete with them, it doesn't work out, because at the end of the day, you are actually on a race with this person. And this person is chasing something else, chasing their destiny, chasing their purpose. You are just in a mode of competition. But toxic people are like that. They have ego issues. And you know, some of them are very much abusive. They tend to be very much abusive,
mm-hmm.
because now they want things to happen their own way. They are control freaks sometimes. Mm. And things need to happen the way they want them to happen. You know, if it doesn't happen the way they want it to happen, then it's trouble. You know, they don't have empathy at all. They lack empathy. They never, ever, ever show that they understand the situation that you are going through. They will never be able to tap into what you're feeling. They can't feel what you're feeling. They can't tap into your shoes and feel what you're feeling. They're always in their own world because they want attention to themselves.
Yo, when we come back, we are going to look into the effects of this. These people, dangerous men they are. I tell you.
Come live the life at 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
I'm talking to Dr. Mabel Baloyi, and we are talking about the effects of toxic people. Hey, Batubana. And the effects they have. Number one, when you are a toxic person, you must always know that you spread poison. Yeah, anything that is good, you have a way of spoiling it. That's an effect. This is what you project to the people. And this is what people tend to label you without actually telling you straight. And that is why when you come on a table to sit with people, people will leave one by one. Or when you discuss with people, people will start to avoid you. It's not because they are jealous of you. It's simply because of the poison that you actually give to them. People start to feel uneasy with you, and they feel the need to protect themselves against you.
Right.
People will start to unfriend you because they realize that, oh, what they get from you is not good for their soul. People who feed from you, if you are a toxic person, become affected by the poison, and eventually, spiritually, they will die. And when one is toxic, one basically spreads that which is not good. So if in a setup of spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ, a toxic person will spread the lies of the devil. You will riddle people with slander, lyings, speculations, rumor, accusations, labeling. All those things are found as effects that go with a toxic person. People will suffer from these things because you are toxic. And people also will not be able to stand you. Others will tell you straight in the face how much they dislike you and they don't want you. And believe you me, it's not a pleasant experience to be told that way. Others will start to even make it known that you are a person that is not supposed to be around them at times. And this is quite painful. Dr. Mabel?
Yes, very, very much painful. You know, I've seen a lot of relationships being broken because of toxic people. The best option that people, you know, end up taking because they cannot afford to stay around this negative energy, they switch off and they tend to not to be wanting to do anything with this toxic person anymore. They feel that they have their peace when they are far away from this person. So in a nutshell, you know, the effect of toxic people is the effect that a toxic person will have on a relationship is that relationships are breaking and people no longer want to be in your space anymore. You are staying with a toxic person, or maybe it's in a relationship, other effect could be that, you know, you a person who is with this person will have fear and anxiety, depression, and insecurity, because remember, they always like to steal the limelight. It should always be about them. Everything is centered around them. So in a relationship, you'll find that you have nothing to actually say because they want to take all the glory in everything. So you find yourself feeling insecure and having a feeling of low self-esteem and self-worth. So toxic people are people who are actually not promoting the spirit of unity and the spirit of a good, long-lasting relationships. Because who wants to stay with a person? I mean, even in the Bible says, you know, it talks about a woman who is nagging, says a nagging woman is like cancer in your bones. You'd rather be on top of the roof than to be with them. So when you are with toxic people, you feel like it's better for you to go up in the roof so that you can avoid all these toxins down here, you know, and avoid them, because they then cause a lot of stress and a lot of depression, because you don't know how to tell them that they are toxic. So the best way is to try and be away from them.
And of course, you try the best to be away from them, because the effects that come because of the toxic people is also that a toxic person will make sure that nothing goes right with regards to the right that is taking place. A toxic person, the effects of a toxic person is that they are able to infect everyone. Toxicity is also contagious in this case. They are able to influence many and to actually deceive many, that many should be in a delusion of a sort. And that is why toxic people, if they are kept in a group and, you know, they become reprimanded, they would make sure that that group also stays home and never comes to church, never comes to serve anymore. Because in them they have a toxic person. And we tend to at times overlook that. But toxic people should be, just like you sort out eggs, they should be sorted out, Dr. Mabel.
They should be sorted out. Pastor Ray, we have them everywhere. You have them in your committee, your church committee, your leadership group. They're always there on your worship team. You'll find there's one person that is influencing everybody negatively, you know? And then you find yourself having a problem. And at some point you think, hey, maybe I'm the problem. And you're not the problem. The problem is that, you know, even when you call a meeting, people have their meeting before your meeting. You know, and they have already spoken and agreed on certain things, and then they come, and then they already have their own opinions, and they know they've planned how they're going to support each other. But it has been started by one person, one toxic person that is trying to influence the whole team. When they come there and then they're raising their issues, oh, poor you, Pastor Ray, you're sitting there, you're thinking, eh, yeah, no. What would make it sound that I am wrong, Mona, if everybody is saying what they are saying? Then there's one toxic person who has just influenced everybody and make sure that they take the meeting to a different direction. And if it's a group of people in church, then you see all of them one Sunday, boom, they're not in church. The whole group, you know, maybe just one person who does not agree with them is there in church. And you'll actually hear from this person what is actually happening behind the scenes. Why are people not there? You know, toxic people are very dangerous. They are very destructive. I like the way you put it. You said nothing goes right with the right that is taking place. Whether there's right that is taking place, nothing is right. Nothing is right at all. They always want to fix things, and they always want things to happen the way they want. They want them to happen.
Yeah, absolutely there. And then when we come back, we're doing the final thought with regards to this, and it is a solution to say, all right, now that we see there is toxicity in our midst, how do we deal with such? Coming up next.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Welcome back. We are doing the final thought with Dr. Mabel Baloyi, the very aspect of toxic people that we find amongst ourselves. You will see also next week with Dr. Mabel as we handle this other topic. It's quite interesting also, Maruti. And that is the fear of the unknown. Yo! We will be touching that with Dr. Mabel next week. Yeah. So, Maruti, the aspect of much of the times, and this happens, Dr. Mabel, is that people really, they rarely deal with toxic people. They don't deal with them, you know, and we have to deal with them. There was a toxic lady who was following Paul when they were ministering. And Paul ended up dealing with that woman, you know, who had an evil spirit. There was a toxic man who also was following Paul and the apostles, wanting to buy, you know, the anointing of God. And they dealt with such. And the Word of God describes toxic people as immoral because they spread all forms of immorality amongst the people. Toxic people are people who spoil the fun. They spoil everything that we have to be about. They spoil bar sinyetsa. Snake rangana buletsa batwa bar sinyetsa. Everything that we do which is good, they will always find a way to flush it down the drain.
Exactly.
Such people are toxic. And we are warned by the Word of God with regards to these. And the word of God is telling us, expel the immoral brother. The word of God says, have no companionship with such. The word of God says, forgive. The word of God says, correct. The word of God says, reproof. The word of God says also, disagree with the one that brings wrongness amongst you. And we should not be afraid to deal with such. We should not even spare a moment. Because the more you spare a moment, the more the poison becomes inflicted on the many. Dr. Mabel?
Pastor Ray, that is really so profound what you're saying. And we need to address the issue of toxic people. Because when we don't address them, they continue like that. They don't see that they are spreading negative energy. They are doing something wrong. So they need to be addressed. One of the strong points that I have, Pastor Ray, is that, you know, when something is wrong for me, something is wrong. And I always address that particular thing when it is, you know, when it is not right. And people will not like me for that. You know, I also don't put it out in a bad way. But if indeed you are doing something that is impacting on us negatively because of the toxins that you carry, I like to you know, to own my environment and my strength, and to make sure that I address it. Because when I address it, I feel like I'm owning my strength. Because like we said, toxic people, they're able, instead of bringing you, taking you up, they will bring you down. So and how they do that, they focus on your flaws. They work around your flaws, and they make sure that they use your flaws to bring you down. They can play up your flaws and make sure that everybody is aware of your flaws, and then they play down your strengths. They don't take your strengths and put your strengths out there so that people can see, but they will just play around where you have some flaws. So one of the things that you need to do to manage this, the whole environment, over and above that you are, you know, forgiving, you are correcting, and you are disagreeing with what is wrong, you also need to own your strength and your weakness, because that's the playground of the toxic people. They play around that area of your flaws and your strengths. They make sure that what is strong, they make it appear as weak, and then your weaknesses, they make them appear as even more weaker. So you need to be able to own your strength and own your weakness in order to deal with the toxic person.
Absolutely. Dr. Mabel, I want to thank you. I want to thank you so much for your wisdom. And I want to thank you for being honest, especially on this very aspect. Dealing with toxic people is not an easy task, because some of these people are very special to us. But we have to deal with them in any way whatsoever. We have to. Thank you so much. How do people connect with you, Dr. Mabel?
Pastor Ray, I'm on social media, Instagram as Mabel Baloyi. If they can just tell Google Rain in your purple, it will come out, boom. And they will be able to access my Instagram page. I'm also on Facebook as Rain in Your Purples with Mabel Baloyi. They can follow me there, and they can also join my private group. We are having a wonderful session on the 26th to the 28th of March, talking about the seven kingdom laws that govern purples. So they can just go in there and you know, join the group now, because I'm always posting something that is inspiring there in the group.
Now, I want to get this right a bit, because you were just running a marathon, and that marathon was just too quick. It was a bit toxic for me in terms of speed, you know. You're saying you are having a talk. You will be having a talk.
Yes.
That is when, Dr. Mabel?
It's on the 26th to the 28th of March.
26th to the 28th of March. Now we are hearing you.
Eish. Yes.
Yeah, all right.
If you go on to that group, all the information is in there.
All right, wow. Dr. Mabel, thank you so much. We talk again with you the following week, and much blessings to you, ma'am.
Much blessings to you, my pastor.
God bless you and have a great evening.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. That was Dr. Mabel there. And of course, we talk with her again next week, same time. And to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the only true potentate, Jesus Christ, the head of the church, we give him glory. There is none like him in our lives. And thank you for listening. And your correspondence is very important to me. Continue to talk to our guests, and you can also talk to me via Facebook. Just click on Ray Lekgode and then speak. Or on the Facebook page of Radio Pulpit, you can also address me there. And we trust that God is just doing you good. Have yourself a great evening further.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.